Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
It's okay, I got him on the phone. You ready, Orrin? The world is listening.
Hi, everyone. Orrin here. I'm on my way back from the reservation. Had a great powwow. Got a whole bunch of clothes and toys delivered. Handed over $200 to buy diapers for the poor little babies who can't afford diapers. Oh, it was a great trip all around. Now let's get to today's Bible reading, shall we? We'll start off with Rabbi Kuhn, who will be reading 2 Samuel 17.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to learn some more about the rebellion of Absalom. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, "Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned. So all the people shall be in peace." And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. Then said Absalom, "Call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith." And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, "Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou." And Hushai said unto Absalom, "The counsel that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time. For," said Hushai, "thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place. And it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, 'There is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom.' And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground. And of him, and of all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten to a city, then all Israel shall bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it to the river, until there be not one small stone found there." And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord hath appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom." Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, "Thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, 'Lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up, and all of the people that are with him.' Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by Enrogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city, and Avenge went and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom, but they went both of them away quickly, and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in the court, whither they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth, and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman to the house, they said, 'Where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan?' And the woman said unto them, 'They be gone over the brook of water.' And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when they were departed, that they came up out of the well, and went and told King David, and said unto David, 'Arise, and pass quickly over the water, for thus hath Ahithophel counseled against you.' Then David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light there lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled on his ass and arose, and carried him home to his house, to his city, to put his household in order. and hanged himself. And he died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Itra, an Israelite, and went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass, when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Machir, the son of Amiel of Lodebar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogalim, brought beds, and basins, and earthen vessels, and wheat, and barley, and flour, and parched corn, and beans, and lentils, and parched pulse, and honey, and butter, and sheep, and cheese of kine, and fruit loops.
Fruit loops?
Just see it if you were paying attention. For David, and for the people that were with him, to eat. For they said, the people is hungry, and very enticing in the wilderness.
Thank you, Rabbi. By the way, don't forget to feed the fish for me while I'm gone. Thanks. Now, Abbot Babbitt will be reading John 19, verses 23 through 42.
John chapter 19, beginning in verse 23. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath, because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath. They asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with his spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies, so that you also may believe. These things happened so that scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And, as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it, with the spices, in strips of linen. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Thank you very much, Abbot. Thank you very much. And now Brother Caduceus, with the help of Rabbi Kuhn, will read Psalm 119, verses 129 through 152.
Bay, your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth to pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me, and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. 30. Righteous are you, O Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding that I may live.
Thank you, gentlemen. And now for today's proverb. Today's proverbs are chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. Kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value a man who speaks the truth.
Felon, you want to say anything else before we sign off here?
Yes, as a matter of fact. My friends, this trip to the reservation isn't something that I made up for the show. The Christian Furry Fellowship, in combination with the Refuge Youth Church of Julesburg, Colorado, makes a trip each year to Manderson, South Dakota, to deliver clothing and other necessities for the poor people who live there. This area of the Pine Ridge Reservation is the poorest county in the continental United States, bar none. The Christian Furry Fellowship and the Refuge Youth Church work with local organizations such as 123 Hi Baby to distribute a little bit of wealth, especially to young children and new and expectant mothers. If you would like to have more information on how you can help, you can go to our website, the Christian Furry Fellowship. Just go to www.ottercomics.us and follow the signs there for Christian Furry Fellowship. Or you can contact Mr. Frederick Cedarface of 123 Hi Baby. His address is Hi Baby, H-I-B-A-B-Y, 123, at gwtc.net. Thank you for caring, and God bless you.
Hello, excuse me, yes, hello, my name is Sirajul, and I am sorry to interrupt, but I heard you doing a commercial, and I must warn you that we cannot be doing commercials here on Utter Tunes, because if we do, we will have to pay millions of dollars in royalties, and we cannot afford that.
Sirajul, yeah, it's Oren, it's okay, I okayed it, it's for charity, it doesn't count.
Oh, well, in that case, please to be carrying on.
Who was that strange man?
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.